The time is 5:44 for WNPR News. I'm Ray Hardman. Last night at the Republican National Convention, Chris Christie put Hillary Clinton on trial, and the delegates heard from some of Donald Trump's children, as well as House Speaker Paul Ryan. This week, I'm checking in with Quinnipiac University political science professor Scott McLean, who's at the RNC in Cleveland with 8 Quinnipiac students. The students are participating in the Washington Center for Internships and Academic Seminars Republican National Convention Seminar. Joining me by phone from Cleveland is Scott McLean. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ray. How are you?
Great. So yesterday you talked about some of the disorganization at the convention by the Trump operation. So right away, did they seem to work out the bugs on the second night?
I think largely they did, but they are still, I think, struggling to get a very, very tight message. Last night's theme was supposed to be Make America Work Again. And yet, I think everyone would agree that the most memorable parts of the evening were really rough attacks on Hillary Clinton's honesty, which was dominating the latter half of the proceedings last night.
Last night was a big night, too, because it was the roll call vote that kind of made sure that Donald Trump is the nominee, Mike Pence, the vice presidential nominee as well.
I love the roll call of the states. It's really my favorite part of all the conventions I've been to. I love hearing the little speeches that delegates give as they're giving their vote count. And
right.
Connecticut's was, Connecticut, home of the WWE, and where men are strong and women are champions. And I just love the mixing together of pro wrestling and the UConn women's basketball team reference.
That's what we're all about here in Connecticut, wrestling and basketball.
Yeah.
You had speeches by prominent Republicans last night, like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and House Speaker Paul Ryan. Did last night seem like your more traditional RNC?
Well, in parts it did. Paul Ryan gave a very traditional and ideas-based speech, and it was almost as if he wanted to bring the convention back to a positive focus about Republican ideas. And it was a very low-key kind of thing that he gave, and it's in marked contrast to the speeches given by Ben Carson and Governor Chris Christie. Christie gave a very rousing, excellent speech, and it was red meat for the convention ears when they started chanting, "Jail her, jail her." Mm. And I think that went over extremely well in the hall. But I wonder how independents out in the country perceive this. But the people at the convention just loved it.
Scott, you're there with 8 Quinnipiac students. I would imagine after 2 nights, they're sort of settling into their internships. Have you had a chance to hear some of their stories?
Oh, yeah. And from many of them, they all seem to be learning a great deal about what it takes to put on a convention. One of my students, Molly Halper, Molly has been telling me a lot about her experience, and she really notices the difference between Cleveland before the convention and Cleveland now, that a lot of people coming in protesting, but she found really remarkable the level of friendliness of all of the law enforcement who are in Cleveland. Molly also tells me that it's very interesting to be on the floor of the convention center. I was in the building, but she was standing right next to the Connecticut delegates as they talked about Connecticut as the state of WWE and women's champions. I think this is a great thing for her, and I think all the students are having this kind of almost magical experience of seeing something like this unfold.
Well, Scott, shall we talk tomorrow?
Let's talk tomorrow.
All right.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Scott McLean is a professor of political science at Quinnipiac University. We'll be checking in with Scott every day of the Republican convention on All Things Considered. And be sure to catch live coverage of the convention this week on WNPR and CPTV. It starts tonight at 8 o'clock.